Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
Hello, and welcome to The Bistro. For the Better Business Bureau, I'm your host, Elaine Espinola. The spring season is here, and for many households, this is the time of year to engage in that annual ritual of spring cleaning. While you're cleaning out your closets and cleaning up your yards, don't forget to get rid of your digital clutter and freshen up your online lives too. Today, we're talking about a digital spring cleaning with Russ Schrader, Executive Director with the National Cybersecurity Alliance. Russ, thank you so much for joining us today on The Bistro.
Thank you for having me, Lynn. This is terrific. It's a wonderful opportunity to talk with your listeners about this, and it's very important, and it's a wonderful time to have a joint call with Better Business Bureau and with National Cybersecurity Alliance to talk about some of the tips that we can offer for consumers that are easy and simple to do, but will really make a difference in their lives and their cyber hygiene.
Absolutely. As you said, it's very timely as the Better Business Bureau just celebrated Secure Your ID Day in April, and just a good time in general. As we said, it's springtime, and it's a good time to remind people, hey, while you're doing that spring cleaning, don't forget your digital assets as well. So why don't we get started? Can you tell us a little bit about the National Cybersecurity Alliance and then speak to us about its partnership with the BBB?
Sure. The NCSA is a nonpartisan. It's a nonprofit. It's based in Washington, D.C. It's been going on for 17 years, and we bring together a wide range of companies in the tech field, in the financial services field, in the healthcare and the hospitality field, who are all sharing a very strong interest in the consumer and business, both small business and large business, cybersecurity. We believe that a safer internet is a better internet for everyone, and we try to have a better online experience for them. We just think it's good public service things for us to work with, and we also work with Congress and administration as well in order to come up with really programs that are simple and easy to implement.
Sounds good. And how long have you been doing this partnership with the BBB in terms of sort of securing ID and digital spring cleaning?
It's so hard to say. We've been doing working with the BBB for a long time. In fact, even before I joined NCSA as executive director, I was on the board of the Council of Better Business Bureaus back when I worked at Visa. So I know the work of the BBB extremely well. From having been on the board there as well as here. So it's a very, very special privilege for me to be able to talk with people and have such a good experience with both organizations.
Excellent. And you hit the nail on the head. It's all about providing easy consumer tips. So let's talk about, let's get into it. And let's talk about that digital spring cleaning. First, you know, just help us understand why it's so extremely important to go through your digital files and purge and clear out that data and older information that you're no longer using. I think a lot of us feel like our information is, you know, sort of stored within our accounts, it's protected, and, you know, we wonder, well, we don't want to get rid of this information. We might need it down the road.
Well, yes, but I think you'd be surprised, first of all, you don't need it down the road, or it's easily accessible.
Sure.
I don't know how many boxes of things I have in closets and attics that I said, well, I'll keep this in case I ever need it. And then, you know, when it comes time to do my regular spring cleaning at home and I open up these boxes, I go, gee, aren't, you know, this is just completely different. My
That's
life has changed, the tools I need have changed, the people I deal with and things like that. It's just not necessary. And if you really needed, you know, a contact or something like that, sure, there's plenty of other ways to refresh that contact or even just take it off of your machine and put it on a thumb drive or put it on a hard drive or back it up in the cloud or find some way to free up that space and to make it safer. I mean, we've seen that, you know, data breaches have affected like 148 million Americans. And we've just seen that so many of them have come up, whether it's been the certain stores over the years that have been affected. And certainly the recent Equifax breach has come up. And then, of course, the Cambridge Analytical concern that everyone has on social media. So it really is out there. And some of the data just gets taken or shared in ways that people just didn't expect. And so if you don't have it on your machine, you don't have to worry about it being being accessed or being taken or used in different ways that you don't want.
Yes.
So I think that part of that is just a good way to protect yourself from identity theft, as well as to make sure that you're a little bit easier on your machine. I mean, how many of us have applications that we downloaded and needed for one merchant or to buy one airplane ticket or to take one sort of quiz and never used it again? Well, get rid of them, for example, and if you need them again, there they are. You can have them back on your phone or on your laptop within seconds.
Definitely. Great point and great reminder. And speaking of those data breaches, you know, unfortunately, as you're mentioning these names, they seem to be occurring more frequently, or perhaps we're hearing about them more often, or they're affecting more people. What advice would you give someone if they feel that their information has been part of a breach?
Well, sure. That is very concerning. First of all, although the risk of something very bad happening, like identity theft, where they do an account takeover and start charging things to your account, or if they open up new accounts in your name that you have no idea about, or they file an IRS tax return in your name and try to get a refund, or they open up, take out car loans in your name or mortgages in your name, those kind of instances are incredibly high impact, and they are very, very difficult to remediate. But fortunately, they are rare. But when they happen to you, it's just horrible. So you want to make sure that you're not going to be one of those. You don't really just want to play the odds. You really want to be able to keep an eye on what's going on. And if you do get suspicious about things going on, the first thing to do is obviously call the police. You can call the FBI. You can call the Secret Service. All of these have different mechanisms that allow you to alert people about scams that are affecting you. Also go to the providers of where you think that data may have come from and take a look and say, have you had a breach? How are you doing something for me about it? Do you have, the credit freeze or the credit block on your accounts that you need from the three credit bureaus, for example? Do you have identification monitoring services where you can see whether someone has tried to apply for an account in your name? These are the kind of simple things that you can do if these things occur or to try to prevent them. But the best way is to just not have the information where they can be accessed by these crooks.
Gotcha. And that all goes back to kind of clearing out, at your data and your information that you're no longer using. Is there a place, Russ, that people can go to find out if their information has been compromised? For example, we might just be living our lives and not realize that, our people are using our data somehow because perhaps it just hasn't reached us at our bank account level.
That's true, that there is. And certainly you can go with each of the credit bureaus does have things where you can go and get, you check with them. And you are entitled to a free credit report once a year, which will also do that, give an account as to whether your new accounts have been opened in your name. And you should really take a look at that. The other thing is that more and more, when you read about a breach, the breached party will give you a site to look to see whether your information has been included in the breach. For example, Equifax has done that, and you can go and check with Equifax and see if your name is listed on those affected. Facebook has done the same with Cambridge Analytica. So when you read about these things and you have a particular concern, do look at their websites and look at things to see where there are specific places where you can find out about it.
Good to know.
The other thing is now all 50 states do have data breach notification laws. In all 50 states, if there is a data breach and it meets the standards of the states, they are required to give you notice, either in terms of letters or emails or ads in newspapers or online. And so do keep an eye out for those kinds of letters. And when you do find that you receive one of them, go and take a look again, figure out whether your data has been part of it and what other things like credit monitoring are available to you.
Okay.
But again, that's the cure. What we're here talking about is the prevention.
Sure, sure. Well, great tip there. And I feel like we've caught everyone's attention here with those kind of statistics. And, you know, while it may seem daunting to engage in that digital spring cleaning, I know that you have some pretty simple tips to offer consumers to start that process. So share them with us, if you will.
Sure. Well, there's a lot of them that are pretty simple. One is, you know, we say keep a clean machine, and that is to make sure that you are up to date. Constantly, software is being updated, apps are being updated. Like almost every week we get to see there's an update available, and they're often for security fixes, security bugs. So really take your software, take a look, and make sure you have it updated. A lot of times you may also have an antivirus program installed either through your work or through something that you've bought or something that's included with, and just make sure that you have it up to date. Everyone is looking out for you. They are trying to give you patches. They are trying to give you bug fixes. But if you don't download those, then it becomes difficult. So you really need to keep a clean machine. A second thing that's really easy is something we call lock down your login. And that is, think about what are the most important accounts that you have. They're probably your financial ones, whether it's, you know, the stocks, investments, whether it's your online banking or other bank accounts, or it's your health information, a lot of electronic medical records and test results. These things are really important, and they should be extra secure. You should have a password for those that is much harder, or passphrase that's much longer, in order to protect those very important accounts. Others of your accounts are perhaps less important. It's something that you access because you bought something once from an online store, and you didn't necessarily save all the data, or you have things that are less important that you've created accounts. Those, once again, you still want to keep them secure. But you may be able to be a little bit less concerned about those. But really, come up with a very strong passphrase. And notice that I said passphrase, not password.
Tell us about that.
Okay. Passphrase. Well, it used to be in the old days, a couple of years ago, because that's how fast we move these days, that you would come up with a password and you would do things like it would be a children's name, a favorite color, your dog's name. And if you were getting really fancy, you would substitute numbers for vowels or special characters for vowels. And you felt that that was okay. And back then, maybe it was. But now, because there's so much brute force computing and ways of guessing and social engineering, that the thinking at the National Institute for Standards and Technology, NIST, is don't get so tricky that you forget what they are, but use something longer. Now, one of the things is like Mary Had a Little Lamb. It's very long. It's very easy for you to memorize, but it's hard for a dumb computer to necessarily work through.
Great tip.
If you have to change it at some point, maybe your next password is "her fleece was white as snow." Once again, sort of easy for you to remember, but long and hard to break through. Now, I have to tell you, I don't particularly use nursery rhymes, so don't try Mary Had a Little Lamb. But I think those are the important things. The other part is that there is software you can have called a password manager, where they will come up with algorithms and store all these things for you, so you really only have to do one password. And the another thing to remember is the importance of two-factor authentication,
okay,
particularly when you're dealing with financial or health information, where you get a one-time code that is sent as a text to, or as an email or a voicemail to your telephone or your home phone. We have to enter that, where you need to have something you know, like the password, but also something you have, meaning your other telephone device, that will help protect you from the average break. So that's the lock down your login part. I also want to talk about like decluttering. Once again, if you have these apps that you don't use, just delete them, because you don't know what they're connecting to. You don't know what information they're continuing to collect about you and share. And if you're not working with them anymore, just put them back up in the cloud where he came from. Just think of it as taking a book and putting the book back on the bookshelf. And if you need the book later on, you can go back and pull it down from the cloud like you can take the book off the shelf. So that's a way of decluttering your mobile life. And also doing kind of a digital file purge. Go through, figure out what do you need and what you don't need, and just get rid of it.
Sure.
You can probably find it again. You could store it offline, but don't have it on something that's easily accessible and easily hackable.
Sure.
So those are some of the simplest things.
Those do sound simple, yes.
But it's just doing them. It's just trying to get it, going. But those are kind of tips that the BBB and NCSA really just try to do that. If you do some of those, you may not be the absolute safest, but you will certainly be safer than you were before.
Good. Well, I hope people are listening because it's just a good reminder. I mean, I think these are things that we all know we should be doing. Are we doing them? Like you said, it's a matter of just getting it done. And that's why this conversation is such a great reminder. And I know that people can find a checklist of these sort of digital decluttering items, things to do at staysafeonline.org. So we hope people go to that website. And while we're wrapping up here, Russ, I have a question for you. So once, people have listened to this podcast, they've gone ahead, they're decluttering their digital assets, what kinds of things should we continue to do to keep it clean and protected throughout the rest of the year?
Right. Well, let's just continue with the cleaning the house. You don't just clean your house once a year. Well, maybe you do, but the average person may pull out a vacuum cleaner or a rag at some point, between springs, and just do a little bit of a wipe up. Well, it's the same thing with your computer. If you do a little bit each week, you just do a constant thing. Okay, I don't need this anymore. Take it off. It makes it so much easier along the way. Just do short, little maintenance as you go through. When you have a couple minutes, just constantly do the little updates, constantly do the little deletions. Do I really need this app? Just do a little bit each time because you have to kind of like own your online presence. It's a joint responsibility. You can't have stolen what you don't have.
Sure.
And just keep the equivalent of a broom or a rag handy along the way, in order to just keep your machines clean and running smoothly and running up to date.
Gotcha. Well, considering how active most of us are online, this makes a lot of sense. If you liken it to, for example, your kitchen and how active we are in the kitchen, obviously you're going to be cleaning up often. So these are really great tips, Russ. Thank you so much for joining us today on The Bistro. It's been a really great discussion. You've provided excellent tips. Once again, can you share your website for people to go and kind of check back with this resource to know exactly what to do?
Yes, it's staysafeonline.org. Just one word, staysafeonline.org. And thank you so much for giving me the chance to talk to your listeners and to share these simple but important tips. It really will make a difference because, once again, an ounce of prevention and a pound of cure.
Excellent. Thank you again, Russ. We appreciate it. The Better Business Bureau is deeply committed to building and advancing a better marketplace, a trusted marketplace for all, because trust always matters. For the Better Business Bureau and as your host of The Bistro, I'm Elaine Espinola. We thank you for listening and we encourage you to give us your feedback on this episode. Until next time, it has been my pleasure discussing better business with you.
You just enjoyed The Bistro podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.